Christ in God, no man come what may. For life eternal is in His hand.
Hello, my friends, and welcome once again to 7 minutes with God, a compilation of short sermons to help you begin your day or end your day. Today we have a question for you. Have you ever wondered, does God hear the prayers of the unsaved? Does God hear the prayers of the unsaved? Well, I have a verse of scripture here I'd like to read before we get into the meat of it, so to speak. It's in Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2. The Word of God says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you, that He will not hear." He will not hear. Now, I have a lot of unsaved friends, and you cannot talk to them really about the things of God because they get a little bit excited, and if you get too pushy, they get a little bit frustrated, and the next thing you know, your friendship is gone down the tubes. But you know what? Whenever things get really bad, and there's no recourse whatsoever for them, they don't know whom to talk to, they don't know where to turn, then it seems they want to hear from you and what God has to say about the issue. I always say, well, you know, if you give your life over to Jesus Christ, if you believe in the gospel that He went to the cross of Calvary and suffered and died and shed His precious blood for your sins, if you believe this with all your heart and you repent, you will be a child of God. You will enter into the family of God, and when you enter into the family of God, guess what? God will listen to your prayers. Oh, yes, He will. I know. I know because I've been on both sides. I've seen me scream my head off before I come to know Christ. Where are you, God? How come you don't answer me? Why don't you listen to me? Of course, nobody told me anything. I didn't know any different. I was ignorant. But when I got saved and when I got into the Word of God, then I became fully aware what was going on, why God does not answer the prayers of the unsaved. The main reason is because God is so holy, He cannot look upon sin. You know, when His Son, Jesus Christ, was hanging on that cross, that cruel cross at Calvary, if you read the story, you'll see that for 3 hours, from 12 noon until 3 p.m., God sent darkness, complete darkness, upon the land. Why? Because His Son, hanging on that tree, was laden down with all the sins of the world. And God, being so holy, He could not even look upon His own Son at that time. Now, do you think He can look upon you? I mean, God finished His mission. The sin was gone that he had. The blood was shed. But what about you? You think if he's going to turn his back on his own son, that he's going to listen to you who don't even believe in what his son has done for you? Now you may think, well, God's going to answer my prayers because people tell me he will. All I got to do is call out to him, he'll answer me. Well, you can scream till the high heavens open up. God does not answer the prayers of the unsaved. But you know, he does answer the prayers of those who pray for the unsaved. But the first prayer they pray is that you will give your life over to Christ, you would receive them, you would become a child of God, you would be saved eternally. And then get on your knees or on your face, give your life over, and say, Lord God, hear my prayer, and put your petitions before him, and then, and only then, will God listen and answer your prayers. Only then. Thank you for listening to 7 Minutes with God. Please join us again.